It's time for
Critical Care Mailbag.
Do you have critical care questions that are just burning a hole inside your skull? Well, send them to us, and instead of doing the heavy-duty research and reading the necessary literature to answer the question, we'll just ask our local critical care expert, Dr. Scott Weingart, who, you know, has actually done the heavy-duty research and the reading.
We have a question from Caleb, who asks, is there any reason to not use lactated ringers over normal saline in an acidotic patient requiring fluid resuscitation? But actually, Scotty, let me bump that one step over, because one of my hospitalists came down the other day and said, have you been reading about saline? Why would you ever use saline? It's always lactated ringers. Now, of course, Plasmolite didn't come into the conversation, but let's address Caleb's question.
All right. So is there any reason not to choose lactated ringers? There are a few reasons, but there are not too many reasons, and ringers is probably the better choice. Here's the deal. We have to step back a little bit and understand the acid-base physiology of fluids. And don't worry, we're not going to go into any molecular chemistry or anything, but here's the deal. If you give someone saline, they're going to get more acidotic because it has too much chloride, does not have the same makeup as your plasma. And the more saline you give, the more excess chloride they get, and they get a hyperchloremic acidosis. Now, in a patient with functional kidneys who's not too sick, no worries. They'll pee out the bad stuff, they'll keep the good stuff, and they'll reestablish their plasma milieu just like it was before you gave them a bunch of saline. There might be some temporary issues when they did a whole host of studies on healthy volunteers. They gave them a ton of saline, and these people all felt sick. They just didn't feel right. They felt out of sorts, and then they got better when their kidneys fixed the situation. And that didn't happen with ringers. But in a healthy patient, that's the worst that's going to happen, is maybe your patient gets a little nauseous or they just feel a little bit weird. Who cares? But in a sick patient, it's different. Their kidneys might not be functioning well. They might not be able to reestablish their normal acid base. So if you give them a bunch of saline, they get acidotic. Ringers was essentially designed, or Ringers lactate, or lactated Ringers, or Hartmann's solution. We just got to cover all the bases for our international listeners to MRAP. It was essentially designed to be able to be given in copious quantities and not screw up acid base. It pretty much just leaves patients at their normal acid-base status. And if you take a patient acidotic, it will shift them back towards normal. So it's a good idea for many acidotic patients. We don't have outcome data like we'd want. We don't know if we're going to save lives by doing this. But we're starting to see some evidence accumulating that saline in sick patients leads to worsening kidney function. And there's a hint, a tinge in the literature that it might cause more patients to die if you give them saline resuscitation.
What the? Wait a second, dude. That's got to have a little bit of follow-up.
Yeah. So these studies came out in the past 2 or 3 years, some of them in the surgical literature, some of them in general critical care literature. And they're not the trials you'd want to see. They're not the perfect randomized controlled trials. Those are being done as we speak. But in these trials, when they looked at patients who got saline versus those who didn't, there definitely was a signal of increased renal damage. And there was a hint, a tendency towards more patients dying with saline resuscitation when they're sick. But the real question was, is there any reason not to give ringers? And there is. And ringers is a hypotonic solution. For most patients, that won't matter so much. For a patient with a neurocritical care issue, it's going to lead to poor control of their ICP. We actually usually want the sodiums to be higher, not lower. So I would not give lactated ringers to a patient who has a brain injury and other critical illness in addition, because that might make things worse for their brain. But other than that, there's not too many reasons not to. Will it increase your lactate? Only if you gave a ton and the patient didn't have a functional liver, maybe. But it won't actually do the things that lactic acidosis does. You're not making the patient have a lactic acidosis. What you're doing is simply increasing the measured value of the lactate, and therefore it screws that up as a way of assessing resuscitation. But for the most part, a lot of people are moving away from that anyway, so that might not matter.
So will that clear that elevated lactate? I mean, is that just kind of a transient thing? Or will that last as you're trying to follow the lactate and do your resuscitation based on clearing the lactate?
Yeah, it definitely will. The interesting thing is, until that lactate is cleared, they're not actually getting the acid base benefits of the lactated ringers, because it's the liver's conversion of that lactate, or the muscle uptake of that lactate, or the heart's uptake of that lactate, that actually leads to the patient being in a better situation than normal saline. Otherwise, the lactate is just sitting there doing essentially what the chloride is. But eventually, it should get cleared, because there's so many organs in the body that could take up lactate, and then the patient will be better off than if they got saline if they were acidotic. But there is another option. There's actually many other options, but most people don't have these other options aside from the one I'm going to mention available. I mean, there's other options like Plasmolite, Normasol, a whole bunch of other fluids that most EDs don't have. But what we all have is sodium bicarb. Now, if you've listened to MCRID and you've listened to me on MRAP, you know I'm not a big fan of pushing sodium bicarb for acidotic patients, and I'm still not. It's not a good idea. It doesn't work the way you think it does. It's not really going to make the situation better to slam in an amp of sodium bicarb. On the other hand, if you put three of those amps into either D5W, or some of the pharmacies will actually compound straight up sterile water with 3 amps of sodium bicarb, what you have is you have an isotonic alkalotic solution. In fact, it's a little bit hypertonic, so it's actually fine for brain injury patients as well. But that's actually the smartest way to go for a patient who already has a pre-existing acidosis that's a non-anion gap acidosis. So a patient who maybe a colleague of yours gave 4-5 liters of normal saline to, and now their acid-base status is all screwed up and they're sick and you're kind of worried because their pH is hovering around 6.9. The way to fix them is to actually give them isotonic sodium bicarb as your IV fluid. You could just run it in. I mean, don't pressure bag it in if it has the dextrose, because we try to avoid pressure bagging in dextrose containing solutions, but just run that bad boy in or set an hourly rate, and that will fix hypertonic hyperchloremic acidosis. If the patient has a renal tubular acidosis, this is the solution. It's just change their IV fluids to isotonic sodium bicarb.
When you say that lactated ringers is hypotonic, how hypotonic is it? I get it that in a head injury, somebody's got some sort of a mass lesion, or they've got a bleed and they're shifting or they're herniating. You give them mannitol. You make them hypertonic. You try to shrink that down. So maybe even a little bit of hypotonicity would cause a problem. But is it so hypotonic that you're going to notice it in other places?
Well, I mean, the only place we really care about is the brain. And this is all predicated on physiology and just the general opinion throughout the entire neurocritical care world, but I don't think they have any great studies demonstrating outcome problems with lactated ringers in neurocritically ill patients, but it's just considered incredibly poor form. And most of us are moving towards actually pushing the sodium within the first few hours to somewhere like 150. And so it's kind of counterproductive to give a IV solution that has a sodium of 130 or thereabouts, depending on which of the individual variations of the lactated ringers we're talking about. But it just doesn't seem like good form to be giving hypotonic solutions to brain injury patients.
I'm walking into the recess room, or I'm walking into the non-recess room to the patient who's just got some gastroenteritis or a couple liters down. I need to rehydrate them. So I've got my septic patient. I've got my trauma patient. Well, actually, I'm not going to take the trauma patient on here.
Well, let's make it super easy for the trauma patient. Just don't give them any crystalloid.
Stop
giving crystalloid to trauma patients. There you go. There's your answer.
I got a bandolier of saline and lactated ringers. Why, except for this head injured patient, why would I ever give normal saline? After hearing what you just said, it sounds like all patients should be getting lactated ringers.
Well, what about the vomiting patient, Robbie?
What about that vomiting patient? You've got some chloride issues there, buddy.
Well, their issues are they're vomiting up HCl, right? They actually want that chloride back. So those guys, it's fantastic. Give them normal saline. The surgeons weren't silly when you were rotating through in your internship and they told you for diarrhea, you give ringers, for vomiting, you give saline. But again, most of your gastroenteritis patients have functional kidneys. It doesn't matter what the hell you give them. Whatever fluid you give them, they'll turn it into what they want. This really only matters in the critically ill patient.
Man, when you start whispering like that, it's like you're the Barry White of critical care. Let me tell you, buddy.
Give them normal saline. They actually want that chloride back. For vomiting, you give saline.
Oh yeah.
IV fluids, something that used to be so simple. The patient comes in, 2 large bore IVs, normal saline wide open. But the more we learn about fluids, the more we identify potential harms. NS will give you a metabolic acidosis when you give too much of it because it's got so much chloride in it. In fact, we just need to stop calling the stuff normal saline. There's nothing normal about it. The osmolarity is close to normal serum osmolarity, but that's about it. Limited studies show a signal for increased renal injury and increased mortality with normal saline. Nothing definitive here, but there's clearly some kind of a signal. LR is around, it's pretty cheap, and it's closer to a balanced solution. So why not give lactated ringers? Scott says we can, with a few exceptions of the head injured patient, because LR is low osmolarity, which isn't good for injured brains. Scott goes beyond LR here and states that if the patient has a non-anion gap metabolic acidosis, you can give them a balanced solution like LR or Plasmolite, or if you don't have Plasmolite, you could give them a bicarb drip. This is 3 amps of bicarb in a liter of D5W and use that as your resuscitative fluid. The bottom line really is that fluids should be regarded as another medication. There is no one size fits all. Before you order fluids, think about the patient's situation, the disease process, and then decide on what solution is going to be best for them.